So yeah, you know, when I went to fill in the drawing, I mean, my intention originally was I kind of made these sun flares, and then I filled in the basket rings so that I could continue that basket stitching, which I originally started with Deb's sketchy thread there. And then, you know, after I looked at it, I thought, well, maybe the basket part on this section would be a warmer color. So I began just filling those, filling that in, and it was where the other triangles were meeting, and I used a kind of a nice, rich, orangey color. But then I, you know, I did a few of those, and I stopped, and I thought, oh, look at that. Look at those little triangles that have emerged. And they are so interesting there, how they kind of reflect the sun thing that I had done, but how they're pointing in the other direction and everything. And I just love them just like that. And, you know, I hadn't thought of that. So I think now I will continue with the, you know, sketchy thread on the other rings and just leave those little triangles there because they're just so magical. And I did remove the two moons that I had on either side. I don't know if you remember that, on the right and the left. They kind of lined up with the center of the star. And I thought, you know, they were kind of interfering with that marshmallow dyeing that I did of the square, which is kind of has that coma feeling, you know, the spinning. It interfered with that spinning. And then another title, or a title actually, a name, popped into my head, and I thought, sun, moon, star, coma. It feels a little bit like that, this piece, and my mood as well.